Hello, Encore of an Hayes, Lord Hayes, Gothel Encore. There's this app I've been checking out called AI Mirror. It's got all these different uses. Wait a minute, what am I saying here? They got all these filters on there where you can make your photos look like all kinds of other different things, like a PS2 game, or like your character from Silent Hill, you know. Another one where it goths you up, and boy did I like that picture. Had me looking fine, baby. Black lipstick, black nails, gave me a couple of rings too. That was interesting. I don't wear rings usually because irritates me, but motherfucker, what the fuck did I do with it? Wow. Okay. Yeah, my dad gave me a ring. You know, it was a cheap little ring, but it was like the only other ring I've ever worn in my life that didn't irritate me. And I don't know where the hell it went. It just disappeared. Motherfucker. All with purpose, baby. Anyway, the only other ring that suited me so well was a silver ring that my honey gave me. I don't know where that one is either. I ain't saying nothing. Those old ass ring. Hey, you know, I always felt weird about it because, you know, they their mom gave it to them, and I think, and that just always made the hair on the back of my neck stand up, which is hilarious because it was the first ring I've ever been able to wear that didn't bother me. But yeah, this there's a number of places online, a number of apps you can use to filter your pictures with AI like that. And of course, you know, they save the best ones for premium, which I don't pay for any app at all. I don't do that. I might ought to, you know, but one day we'll see. I don't have that much disposable income at the moment. But, that's changing, baby. That's changing. Oh, and I loved the pictures I got from, using the PS2 character filter. Loved that. I have this photo I took the other day that I titled A Statue of a Human Soul. And I had this really meditative moment. I was moving around in the living room and just feeling my body, you know, Tai Chi kind of stuff. And I squared up like I was about to be in a fight or something. I closed my eyes and I just stood there for a minute. And it was so peaceful. Standing there with my fists up. My eyes closed. I felt so at peace. And in that moment, I thought, well, a statue, a human soul. That's what are. Very interesting. So I stuck the phone in my Red Shark pepper tree that I got. Got the seeds for the Red Shark from my buddy Danilo Marini from spacepeppers.com over there in Italy. A really nice guy. Love Danilo. Awesome guy. He's got all kinds of beautiful peppers. He got one of his own. The Red Shark is one of his crossbreeds. I think he said it was like a happy accident sort of thing. He wasn't trying to get that. It just happened. I believe it's a cross of a Carolina Reaper and some kind of Pimenta de Nide pepper crossbreed, but you know, don't know which. Yeah, I stuck the phone in that little pepper tree, and I mean, it's a tree, and it sure as hell was when I first grew it. I'm talking, it was like 9 feet tall. I have never seen a pepper that tall before. It's amazing. I found out, like, apparently, if you just leave them alone, if you just leave the peppers alone, they will grow into a tree. Of course, you know, it all depends on if, oops, it's windy out here. It all depends on if they're in a stable environment, you know. Like if you grow peppers in Australia, stick them in the ground, they'll be there forever. Forever. I was talking to one guy, his parents planted a bird's eye pepper, and it had been there since he was a kid, and that sucker had grown taller than the house. Are you fucking kidding me? What? There's another guy in Australia who grew a scorpion, red scorpion pepper, next to his parents' house. And that sucker was there for like 7 years. And it was like 10 feet tall. What the fuck? Huh? I want a pepper tree, baby. I might just move to Australia. You never know. I might fit right in. There's all kinds of wild shit in Australia. I don't think anybody would bat an eye at me over there, you know. Motherfucker, I don't want to get in a fight with a kangaroo, though. One kick to the dome, baby, you gone. You gone home. One kick to the dome, baby, you gone home. Woo! No, thank you. If I got to, I'm going to give it everything I got. But yeah. The Silent Hill filter on AI Mirror. Oh my god, do I like it. And I've always had a thing for Silent Hill. Like, ever since I was like 10 years old. I bought the first Silent Hill for PS1 when I was like 10 years old. I remember at the time, my grandma on my dad's side, we called her Momsy. She thought the game was demonic, and it spooked her. Well, I know a lot more about that stuff now, thank goodness. I don't just have to take somebody's word for it anymore. Now I know better. Thank God. That's a joke, because Momsy was Christian. She'd been Christian most of her life. Took me and my brother to church when we go to visit her on Sundays and Wednesdays. Now, it was always a drag back in the day, because I didn't understand what the fuck was going on. All these people jumping, whooping, and hollering. I'm like, what the fuck? I remember there was this one time, Momsy took us to church, and the preacher was like laying his hands on people's foreheads and they would like almost faint. And I was like, oh, this motherfucker better not touch my grandma. And I was like, this buddy ain't gonna touch me. I was young too. Like, I've always been intense. Most people can feel it on me, and that's why they leave me alone. So, because they know I'm gonna say something, and they know it's gonna be loud too. My voice. Oh, so many people love my voice. You know, so many people. Some people say it's soothing, but equally terrifying. It's very interesting. Cup. The license plate said cup. Tons of people say my voice is just soothing and wonderful to listen to, they say. But there are other people, there are others, like my brother, who can't stand the sound of my voice. Can't stand it. And I'm like, sucks to be you, buddy. Because we sound just alike. Ah! I've got a lot more practice working on my voice, though. He doesn't talk too much. Super kind, just not all the time to me. We have an interesting relationship, I'll tell you that. Yeah, the Silent Hill filter on AI Mirror, ooh, I liked it. Loved the way it made me look, and I have always had an affinity for Silent Hill. Every single one of those games is my favorite in some kind of way. Oh, baby. For years I've thought, well, what if I made a short film or like a little fanfic movie or something where it was like Corvin H. Lord Hayes in Silent Hill. And I'd take up home there, you know. I'd make home base in Silent Hill. Be like, ah, I'm in heaven. I always thought it would be so interesting. And I've thought about it for years, what it would be like if I was in Silent Hill. And like, why I would be there. Because all of the protagonists in Silent Hill are there for some kind of reason. And it's usually pretty serious. And so I just wondered what that would be. I think Silent Hill 2 is my favorite. My absolute favorite. Of course, that is really difficult to say because I am in love with Heather. Baby. Woo! Spirit animal. Spirit lady. Yeah, baby. Love it. Love Heather. What the fuck is with the voice acting though? It's weird. I love it the way it is. Don't change it. Not too late, they already did. On, I think there was some kind of pack or something that you could get on PS3 on PlayStation Network where they changed the voices. And I'm like, motherfucker, I know the acting is better. The voice acting's better, but this kind of ruins it. That's not Heather. Spurred this podcast was actually, I thought, what if I did a Corvin H. Lord Hayes in Silent Hill episode on my podcast. I've had podcast episodes where I walk around and I'm just kind of stomping around. And I think there was one where I went into an abandoned building. I can't remember. I do all kinds of things. Yeah. And I started thinking about sound design. Sounds good to me. I was thinking I could make a audio track that I could use as the background music, and I can mark the timestamp of where each little occurrence and happening might be. But I'll leave it kind of open, you know, so I can improvise it. But I'll write down the timestamps to the backing track with all the sounds and sound design that I can put together. I've 6, 8, and 9. You so fine. Nobody like you. Blow my mind. And oops, I got something to do, but yep, I'm gonna finish this here. So I write down the timestamps of where I want some kind of occurrence in the episode to happen, and I'll just improvise what I say. And I thought that would be a very interesting thing. Somebody better contact me about being in a fucking movie soon. Well, I'm gonna make a movie that's gonna fuck people up.